So in our previous shiurim, we spoke about the importance of connecting to the Rebbe as a melech, as a king. Today I want to address a very, very basic question in this regard, in this category. And that is, we can't ignore the answers that the Rebbe gave against certain publicity about the Rebbe as a melech. We know that there are some very strong answers over the years that the Rebbe spoke about not being mefarsim, not spreading the identity of Mashiach. Ein chiyuv klal lechapes mi'o haMashiach. There's no, the Rebbe wrote, that there is no obligation to search for who's Mashiach. So how do we put these things together? How do we connect? On one hand, we say that it's our job to connect with the Rebbe as a melech. And yet we have these answers which seemingly show that the Rebbe was against certain publicity of these inyonim. So while we're not going to be able to answer every specific inyon, I want to give you some nekudoi, some thoughts, points to think about, which will give you an understanding and an approach to this entire topic. And that is, not always is the answer no mean no. I mean, Bochram understand that. You ask something, you say no, so you just come back 5 minutes later, like, what happened? No, Bochram here, the words, not yet. And to a certain extent, this inyan is very strong by the Rebbe. And I want to tell you a story. When the Rebbe turned 70 years old, Shivim Shona, was Yer Alef Nisan Tov Shin Lamed Beis. So the Chassidim of Eretz Yisrael, they wanted to give a present for the Rebbe's birthday. And one of the ideas that the Chassidim came up with was that all the Chassidim should learn the mitzvah Minoy Melech of Derech Mitzvah of the Rebbe the Tzemach Tzedek, so that everyone should learn about the Rebbe as a melech. So they wrote this brilliant idea to the Rebbe, and the Rebbe wrote back a very sharp answer. And that is, Ein azman grom lezeh klal. This is not the time for such activity at all. And the Chassidim were put down. They said, oh, the Rebbe doesn't agree with this approach. And they say that Rebbe Benzion Shem Tov was mamish so excited with the answer. He said, what are you so excited? He says, the Rebbe didn't say it's ein einochin klal. He said, now is not the time. That means soon there will be a time for it. In other words, there are certain inyonim that the world has to be ready for. You can't just give everything. You can't give a child to eat meat on day number one. First the child has to nurse, milk, liquid, solid, then it goes to solids, then heavy foods. The world has to be ready for a certain digestive system in order to internalize certain messages. Take, for example, in Tov Shin Yud, the Rebbe refused to accept the Nesias. And there were so many strong answers that the Rebbe said that he's not ready to accept the Nesias. Does that mean the Rebbe is not a Nasi? He said himself, he's not going to accept the Nesias. No, it means that right now is not the right time for it. I'm going to share with you two fascinating stories. And I heard them both from the people involved themselves. One of the sharpest answers that the Rebbe ever spoke against spreading the Rebbe being Moshiach was to Rabbi Sholem Doiber Volpe. He wrote a sefer, which I have in my house. The sefer is called Yechi HaMelech. Now, if you can imagine, it doesn't leave much to the imagination what the sefer is all about. And it's all about showing in the Rambam, the Hilchos Melochim, the Simonim of Moshiach. So he writes this fascinating book, and he's so excited, and he sends it into the Rebbe. And by verbringing publicly, the Rebbe spoke that there's a Yid, that all he wants to do is be merachik people from Chassidus and Lubavitch. He's putting out dangerous material. Like here he thought he was coming out with this amazing sefer, and the Rebbe Pashut gave him over the head, that he was Pashut embarrassed to be in 770. Until the Rebbe, by Kosher Brocha, gave him like a compliment. The Rebbe told him, I think, B'malach of Yosim Tola, that because I know that you can handle it and I'm close to you, so I'm giving you a little bit of a, you know, a little bit of a musr. But it was mamish, such oisius, to the extent that he wrote to the Rebbe a long letter, and which he wrote that if it's true, we're not arguing the fact, so why is it wrong to publicize it? And the Rebbe wrote him back a famous tzettel that said that it's also true that if you're mechallel Shabbos, you get skila. But when a person comes in the Chabad house the first time, you don't usually welcome him and say, Shalom Aleichem, you're chayev skila. Because the person drove in, you know, we'll be stoning you in a couple of minutes. You may get stoned, but I'm saying the point is that doesn't make sense just because it's true. It's true. Yeah, you're chayev misa. But not everything that's true has to be given over the first minute. They say that everything you say must be true, but not every single truth must be said. Right? Because you have to be ready after the person's coming to Chabad house for a while. You're teaching him about Hilchos Shabbos. You're teaching him about the Eibishter. Torah mitzvahs, you can get him to keep Shabbos fully. But just because it's true doesn't mean that that has to be your Bruchim Aboy. So he took this Sefer that the Rebbe spoke so harshly against and literally like buried it, like put it away, never to be seen or printed again. Fast forward a couple of years. In Tavshin and Aleph, the Rebbe started speaking about the importance of learning Gula Moshiach. And people didn't have a lot of material, so what are we supposed to learn? So one of his friends, I think it's Rabbi Menachem Brod, who's the spokesperson for Chabad and Eretz Yisrael, he tells his friend, Rabbi Volpe, why don't you print this Sefer? He's like, what? Print this Sefer? Everybody knows what the Rebbe said about this Sefer. He says, why don't you ask the Rebbe again? He says, no way, I'm not going to ask the Rebbe again. The Rebbe said so strong against. Please ask, ask. So he wrote to the Rebbe again. And he gets this puzzling answer. The Rebbe says that if you should ask Rabboni Anash, and if they agree, you could print it. And as long as it's printed nicely, the Rebbe said it should be a nice cover. It should be bound strong, like it should be done properly. Here we're talking about a sefer that the Rebbe said is turning off people from Lubavitch and Chassidus. And then the Rebbe said, if the Rabbanim are okay with it, then no problem. What happened in those 6 years? Well, the world got ready. My uncle, who passed away last year, Rabbi Yonah Avtsin, when the Rebbe started speaking in the Mems a lot about Moshiach, he put together a kuntres, all the sichas of the Rebbe about Moshiach, which later became known as the Sefer Migoyla Legula, like the basis of that Sefer. And he gave it into the Rebbe to print, the permission to print. And the Rebbe said that it's a crazy idea just to print a book only about Moshiach. In other words, if Moshiach is part of it, to have a book only sichas about Moshiach, the world is not ready for such a bomb, for such a kuntres. So here we had the Sefer, and he put it on the side. Again, when the Rebbe a few years later spoke about learning Gula Moshiach, he gave it in to the Rebbe, and the Rebbe gave permission to print it. The very same Sefer that was told just a couple years before not to print it. In other words, at a certain point, the world or the people get ready for the next step. So a lot of answers that you hear that the Rebbe said no, you have to know in what context was the no said. Was it no as in no? Or is it no as in not yet? And like the famous answer that was taken away, that there was, I understand it, there was someone that was fired or punished or disciplined for talking about the Rebbe being Moshiach. And that's when the Rebbe wrote that you're making a big deal. There's no chiyuv l'chapis mi Moshiach, but there is a chiyuv of Avas Yisrael. In other words, don't put somebody down for this inyan. Make sure you're focusing on Avas Yisrael. The point is, you always have to understand, and this is especially true, that when, after all the answers, and yes or no, for a year and a half, the Rebbe being ma'oided, that's like the Mishnah Achreina, that's the final thing. Even if before the Rebbe may have, there have been times that the Rebbe said no, but here the Rebbe in front of the entire world on a satellite, every mincha, every mitzvah for a year and a half, this itself is the biggest raya that the Rebbe not only allows, encourages, but supports this inyan, because Kabbalah Samalchus is the final step that's needed to bring the Gula Bepoil.